This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
President Ramaphosa has released a detailed report on the July riots, and this after he appointed an expert panel to investigate the events that led to the looting that took place across the country last year, July. So we're speaking to criminologist Professor Kulufelo Mabena Rakubu to look at these issues. Prof, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Gavin, and good evening to the listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. So we got that report from the president. It highlights a number of things that causes. When you look at that report, what do you find standing out in terms of the causes for the riots and the looting that took place at that time?
Thank you. First of all, we must look into what kind of report this is. It's not an inquisitorial process. Mm. It's just a fact-finding review where we are just purely told not anyone is going to be called to for prosecution and so forth. It's just highlighting facts. Mm. And with the, as I peruse the report, the underlying causes have been summarized, and I'm happy because the limitation the expert panel came across have been specified. And again, especially with what kind of information government had before the violence and what kind of information did state security have during the unfolding of the violence, and what is it that it did with that information. So causes have been spread out throughout the report. Mm. Though they are not, they are thorough. However, we still have questions. Mm. Because you cannot just tell us that due to police capacity, therefore, we as a country, we had to be subjected to that. Mm. We know that the strength of SAPS is nearly 180,000 for a population of 16 million. Mm. And they are saying, the contradiction within the report is that only, especially from the SAPS, only individuals with knowledge of police capacity will challenge SAPS to that extent, which I beg to differ. Mm. Because remember, if intelligence was fully functional, they would have picked that there was mobilization with regard to Zuma's constitutional case and so forth. Then that gave an highlight as to what should we do as a country, because now we are vulnerable. Then we, as a country, as a South Africa, we were left to be what they call a suitable target with a motivated offender. Mm. Yes.
Because so the other reason around our capacity of the police and our intelligence, that the report finds that it failed to detect in the build up to what we saw as well. It failed to pick up on the intelligence of this is going to happen, despite that apparently shop owners had an idea. What does that tell us of our intelligence?
In the report, it's clear that the National Security Council had not been sitting regularly, as it should, in 2021. However, the National Intelligence Coordination Committee warned National Security Council of 2021 that it's going to be a very volatile year. Mm. Remember, in the first part of the year, there were protests here and there, COVID-related frustration, unemployment, and so forth. Then with that information, state intelligence should have picked that and prepared accordingly. Because South Africa, we were vulnerable. And we, as to date, we're not even sure who was behind those lootings. Because if you were to interview looters, some don't even know Zuma's issues. Some were not even about Zuma's issues. But ANC should know, the minute there's instability, political instability, a country will be vulnerable to any criminal activity, irregardless of our preparedness as the country. The minute you show the country or people of your squabbles, then we are likely to be vulnerable.
So you would support this opinion that is part of the report, that ANC's infighting is a form of a security risk?
It is a form of security risk. We can clearly look at the unrest, because even though I'm saying it most lootings were not part of, were not in relation to Zuma's issues. However, that loophole gave in into random people or community members or villagers claiming in the name of the former president looting, of which that also told the country, expose South Africa that we are vulnerable, we are not safe. Now, with that strength of the SAPS, what more is coming? Because now the country has been taught you can do this and you can get away with this. And with this looting, we must look at previous service delivery protests. Mm. What were repercussions to those that participated? Community members were freely running to malls to loot because they know very well that nothing is going to happen to me. If it was publicized, how many are in court today that banned schools in Malamulele or in Vuwani? Then South Africa will know that if I engage in this, these are repercussions. You would see people were free and they were not even afraid of cameras because they know in South Africa you can do that and still be on the street and proceed with life.
Mm, right. Doc, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.